Okay, Parshas Va'era, as we know, contains seven of the ten Makos, the first seven of the ten Makos. And at one point, Paro is warned about an impending storm. And the Torah says in Perek Tes, Pasuk Chof Aleph, Perek Tes, Pasuk Yudzayim, Tzul Pasuk Chof Aleph, Pasuk Yudzayim, says, Odcho Mistolo Ba'amil Lilti Shachom, if you're still sort of trying to step on the people and refuse to let them go, Hinani Mantir Ka'is Machor Borod Kaved Ma'od, I'm going to cause it to pour down tomorrow to rain a heavy hail, Borod, Borod Kaved, Asher Ohoi Chamo Mitzayim Minayom Vastavad Ota, there was never such a thing like this in Mitzayim from the day it was established as a nation until now. Therefore, here's the warning. So send the word, gather in all animals and livestock and everything you have in the field, all the people and animals in the field that are not gathered into the house. The barad is going to fall on them, the hail is going to come down on them, and they're going to die. And that was the warning. And Hayor is Dvar Hashem. Those people, those servants of Pharaoh, those Egyptians who took the message seriously, who had fear of God, thank you. Those who took the message seriously, who feared God, indeed, they rushed their animals and their people and everything, their servants, into the house. However, whoever didn't care, didn't take it seriously,
That's a good question.
Right? They always have stubborn people. But anyway, the idea is that they were to bring in the animals, right? There was told this intelligent people, God-fearing people, brought the animals in. So I wanted to look this evening at a question. Let's say a person today has animals. And here's is going to be a hailstorm, or maybe more realistically, a snowstorm. It says it's supposed to snow a little bit on Shabbos. Right, so now you have your animals out in the field on Shabbos. Are you allowed to go and pull your animals and bring them inside? Right? You're allowed to move your animals on Shabbos. A person has pets, a person has livestock. Is it permissible to bring one's animals, to handle one animal, to care for one's animals on Shabbos? That's what I'd like to ask. Why? Well, let's see. So it relates to that question a little bit, too, you know, to keep them cool. I'm not going to touch everything, but our point of departure is the Mishnah in Masechah Shabbos on Daf Kuf Chof Ches on the base, where the Mishnah says as follows, Kofen is Hasal Lifneha Efrochen. It's the first Mishnah of the page, top of the page, Kuf Chof Ches on the base. Kofen is Hasal Lifneha Efrochen, Kidei Sheyalu V'yerdu. The Mishnah says, you're allowed to turn a basket from upside down to enable birds to hop into their little, that perches of some sort. So they couldn't get up so easily, the baby birds or whatever. So you're allowed to put a basket upside down so you could hop from there into where it's supposed to go. Afrochim mean like chicks, baby chicks. So you're allowed to turn this basket upside down, so you're able to get in. Rashi, what's going on here? Kofen sal b'fnei afrochim, Rashi says, Ashme'inan de kli nitel adover she'enan nitel b'shabbos. The chiddush of this Mishnah, details, this is part of Mephanah, that's with Kalim, so it says, the chiddush here is you're allowed to move, you're allowed to handle this kli, this basket, for the sake of something which itself cannot be handled on Shabbos. In other words, the birds, the chickens, the chicks, the Mishnah assumes, here is not allowed to be handled. And the chiddush is this basket, which you're not really using for yourself, this little basket, this sal. So you're allowed to use it for the sake of something. This is dover she'en nitel b'shabbos. Okay? Now, that's actually a machlokes, whether kli nitel dover she'en nitel b'shabbos. So there's a machlokes, the Gemara earlier in the third paragraph, in Daf Mem Gimel Beis. So Rashi Rav Yitzchak, who disagrees with that principle, Mishama, the Perakim of Tzarach L'Makomo. He understands, Yitzchak has another opinion. He says you can't handle a kli for the sake of something that you can't handle, so you shouldn't be allowed to turn this basket over. So he said, no, it's Tzarach Makom, you need a place, that's where you're allowed to move it. So once you're allowed to move it, you're allowed to put it upside down for the chicks. But the point of, that I'm driving at is you see from this Mishnah, the assumption of this Mishnah clearly is that the chicks themselves are mukta. doesn't really say why, but apparently, apparently you can't handle it. You let him hop, you can move something else, but, huh? Right, so the inference here is that the chicks themselves are mukta. Rashi calls them dover she'eno nitol b'Shabbos, something which is not handleable on Shabbos. And the Gemara says, there's more in the Mishnah, we'll see a little later, but the Gemara there on that Mishnah says, oh, we're Rav, the hemer she'nofol amas hamayim. An animal fell into a pond, into some water. Okay, and we'll see later, you know, he was having difficulty getting out and so on. So it says in this statement of Yehuda Marav, maybe korim uksosos, you can bring like pillows and other types of cloth or whatever, umeniach tachten, put it in the water, shallow water, right? So they can step on that, the animal can step on that to get out. Also, and if it comes out, right? And if you hopefully you set it up so the animal should be able to get out. That's the Gemara says. And again, the assumption being you're not allowed to pull it out on Shabbos, right? It's not drowning necessarily. It's uncomfortable, so you're allowed to set up the system with karm and ksos. You're allowed to put pillow things there or something the animal can step on to get out of the water. That you're allowed to do. And where it says,
Is there a din of kohanish by an
animal? That's all that. Let's see. So it's about the kohanish. So we'll see. So then the Gemara goes on. It's a kasha may say the hemish nofal masama osala parnosa and koma, bishul shol tomos. Another brisa says that you just take care of the animal in its place. You bring it food or whatever, but you can't take it out on Shabbos. Parnosa in karmuk sauces low. Apparently, the second brisa is implying the first statement was from Amoroyim, Amor Gudam Rav. The kasha from a brisa that seems to only say you can only bring it parnosa meaning its needs, its food or whatever, in its place. But apparently, karmuk sauces low. Where it's no low kasha, had the efshar of parnosa, the efshar of parnosa. One case it's only where you have your capacity. Indeed, if you can bring your food and leave it alone in its place, that's what you're supposed to do. Efshar parnosa in the below, maybe karmic sauce, so some yechtafel. Okay? If you can bring your food and take care of it in its place, you know, until the end of Shabbos comes, wait till the end of Shabbos, just provide it what it needs and make sure it doesn't drown, okay. But if there's no choice, then you can put the karmic sauce. But again, what's clear from this Gemara is that you're not permitted to handle the chicks yourself, or the animal. In this case, it's in the water. The chicks in the Mishnah, the animal here in the Gemara, you're not allowed to handle it on Shabbos. Apparently, these items are considered to be muktzah. A little bit later, the Gemara, and that same
thing. So the term efsha, but efsha. So what they, so it doesn't dealing with so-called efsha.
That's the question. We'll see. Doesn't say.
Okay.
A little bit later, the Gemara says, the Tanya Idach Ein Okrin Behema V'Chaya Of B'Chatzer. Okay, that's the middle of the next sugya. But for our purpose, the Tanya Idach is a brisa. Is Ein Okrin Behema V'Chaya Of B'Chatzer Aval Dochim Behem Sheikh Mesu. Okay, Ein Okrin Rashi says Ein Okrin Raglel Legamrei Min Arts. You can't lift the animal completely off the ground. Try and get the animal into the yard. Or something, right? You can't lift the animal completely, says Rashi. Ain't okun regular legamina arts. The muktzah he l'taltalor. I says it's muktzah to tamlet. Rather, you can push it in and, you know, somehow nudge it in, edge it in a sort of in a backhanded way somehow. But again, Rashi says here clearly, the muktzah he l'taltalor. So apparently there is a category of muktzah, and animals are in that category. Living creatures are in that category. And in fact, the Rambam, mentioned he's in this in Parak Chof Hey of Hilchos Shabbos Halacha Chof Hey of Shabbos Halacha Chof Hey. The Rambam towards the end he quotes this story from the Mishnah. The Kofin es Hasal b'Shabbos es Ne'afrochem Mishul Shiyalola v'Yerdu Sharim Mutal. Alright, you turn the Sal upside down. What's the issue? So the Magid Mishnah explains the Kofin es Hasal Gamzeh b'Mishnah. He refers to this Mishnah Dav Kuf Chof Ches, right? Upirish Afrochim, alright, Mishum Behema Chayva of Chayim, Einan Mutorim of Tiltu, Lafisha Einan Ruyim. He says, all chicks and animals and all types of all the living creatures, all Bale Chayim, they're not allowed to be handled on Shabbos, Einan Mutorim of Tiltu, Lafisha Einan Ruyim, because they are not suitable for any use. They have no use. And the definition of muktzah, basically, is something which has no use for you on Shabbos. That's really what muktzah is. Muktzah means it's removed from Shabbos usage. Okay? Animals don't have a particular usage. That's what the Magen Mishnah says, right? Lafisha Einan Ruyin. They're not considered suitable for any, for any particular use. And so,
Is there another rise from petting a dog?
Maybe that is a
Kippur. Let's see. Okay, good. Hold the thought. Okay, let's see. But for right now, the Magid Mishnah is explaining. I just showed you the Mishnah and a few passages in the Gemara here in Shabbos, Kufchav Ches Amez, with the assumption. And Rashi spells it out. It's a Balechaim or Mukta. It doesn't say exactly more why. So the Magid Mishnah explains why. They have no use. And that's really what Mukta means. Mukta means it's been removed from use. And certain things are automatically considered removed from use. And that's how the Gemara assumes. And that's what the Magid Mishnah says is what's going on here. And so in the Shulchan Aruch, we find this din in Aruch Chaim Simon Shin Ches. That's the major simon has to do with muksa. So towards the end of that simon, the latter part of that simon, sif lamed tes. So let's see. But muksa machmas gufo, right? That's exactly what it is. It's inherently muksa. Yeah.
Why is inherent muksa? Let's say those animals that have no function.
Yeah.
So you can say they're muksa because they're,
no use.
No use, but there are animals.
Oh, I see. So we're going to expand. We'll see. But that's what the Magid Mishnah says is going on in this Gemara. So the Shulchan Aruch Paskins and Simon Shin Ches, or Chayim Simon Shin Ches, Sif Lametes, also Lataltel Behema V'chaya V'Ov. Okay, it is also to move on Shabbos Behema Chaya V'Ov, any types of living creature, any Balachayim. However, nonetheless, mutu lechavos asal lifnei afrochim with a shial of yerdubo and so on and so forth. You can turn that basket over to enable it to hop up, but you're not allowed to handle it. So that's the psak of shohar. Simple, no details. Just also talta behema chayv of. Not allowed to move behema chayv of. The Mishnah Berurah explains into cotton kuf mem vav. Also talta behem bichlal muktzah. You said it before and keitzim vavonim. It's like sticks and stones. Right, the twigs and rocks and stuff like that, which have no use on Shabbos, that's called Mukta Machmas Gufo. Right, the halachos are not right for anything. Okay, and the Mishnah Berurah adds, "Tafilim yochal agila hefsed ayodam." Even if they're going to cause some kind of a hefsed, right, the birds hopping around and jumping on things and breaking things, right? Don't you? Oh, parech gabe akele yochal shabam. Afilu hochi also toss them yodaim. You're not allowed to handle them and grab them with your hands. Okay, and towards the end it says. This is Mukta, and even the Isser Tiltul Mukta, Afilu Mokam Hefse, even if it's going to generally lost, tough, okay, and you're not allowed to have on Shabbos. So that's the simple psak in the Shulchan Aruch. Now, the Mishnah Berurah, actually, just for, Oren, you asked about it, the Mishnah Berurah at the beginning of Sin Simon Shin Ches, this is Aruch Chaim Simon Shin Ches, the laws of, the entitled Dvaram HaMutar Masom HaTalto B'Shabbos. So at the very beginning of that simon, the Mishnah Berurah has like an overview of the laws of Mukta, different categories of Mukta. So it's before Sifkaton Aleph. It's Sifkaton Zero. In other words, it's not a Sifkaton. It's like an Akdoma, so to speak. He writes, Hinei Kodem Shinavar Simon Zaktim Psicha Ketan. It's like a Psicha. So then towards the end of that Psicha, writes Chelek Bey, the second category of Mukta, is Dover She'eno Kli. It's not a vessel that the person would use. The lo machal adam, it's not food for people. The lo machal behemon, it's not edible for animals. It's got no use. Kagon, avonim, rekonim, umos, eitzim, rekoros, offer, stones and sticks and dust and coal of sand. Okay, that's before someone asked about it. Umes, ubale chayim. Okay, ubale chayim. Living animal, living creatures. So the Mishnah Berurah sums it. It lumps them together with what Aaron says before. It's called Mukta Machmas Gufo. Now, the question is, what are all of you were thinking of this issue? What if you have an animal that does have some sort of use or some sort of a purpose? It's not the assumption that my Mishnah made. It's lochazi, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah explains. It has no use. It's like Eitzim Vavana. What if you have an animal that does have some sort of a use? So there is a Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Mem Hamad Beis earlier in the Sefer. Daf Mem Hamad Beis, that was Kufchav Ches on Beis earlier in Daf Mem Hamad Beis. So here the Gemara is talking about Muktzah in general. The famous Machlokes of Shimon, has a different Shita by Muktzah. That's what the Gemara is talking about. That Reb Shimon has a more limited definition of what's considered Muktzah. And the whole analysis in the Gemara. So then in the course of the Gemara, again, Mem Hamad Beis, it says, Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Amar B'Yochanan, Amru Halachak of Shimon. Some say Halachak of Shimon. Umiyam B'Yochanan Halachak of Abayim and Ahu Sava Kruya, Barmalay Suya. Some old man from either Kruya or Suya, Rashi says, Kruya and Suya are names of places. Where's that Rashi? Yeah, Suya or Kruya, so Al Shem Makomo. Amru, the B'nai Yeshiva said, that there was a question of some older Rav from one of his places, Kuris, who said, asked Rabbi Yochanan, says, Kina Shotana Golis, and that chicken coop, or chicken nest, or whatever, Ma'al Taltulu B'Shabbos, are you allowed to move it on Shabbos? Amalei, Klum Osri Elo Tana Golim, what do you mean? It's only useful for chickens, right? It has no other use. Klum Osri L'Shum Tashmish Elo Tana Golis. Therefore, Hilchach, Havalei Malachtu L'Isser, Osir. Right, apparently it's also, the nest is for the chicken, there's no other use for it, and the chicken itself is mukta, so this is also mukta. So again, apparently Shimon does hold of a broader definition of mukta than the Gemara earlier thought, that's the Gemara's kasha. Anyways, the Gemara answers, Hachamai Askinan, this be Afroach Mace. Okay, we're talking about where there was a dead chick in that nest. It says Rashi, Delo Chazil Amechol, it's not edible. The cloven, not the chazi, you can't feed it to the dogs, and so on and so forth. It's a dead chicken there. So
but
that's the Gemara. Whatever reason, he says you can't feed it to this, you can't do, okay, because it wasn't right from before Shabbos. Whatever, the Rashi deals with that. Now Tosus there on that dock, men who bays in Shabbos do a masal hacha ma'askina. So Pirush Rabbi Yosef, the lo nakar afro chai. Okay, why don't it have to be a dead chick, a live chick? Also, he said doesn't have any use, right? Why don't the Gemara have to say, well, I had a dead chick in it? What about a live one, a live chick? He said, right, because mishum de chai chazi l'shatek botino kishaboche. Sometimes the kids, we don't do that today. Have toys, I guess, but before they had toys, so sometimes the kids would play with these little chicks that would calm them down when they're clutching. Right, so it does have a use, right? That's something you're asking, right? It says the chai chazi l'shasek botino kishaboche. So according to this, Rabbi Yosef, the one of the Balayatosis, probably the Yosef Merolines or whatever, he says no, there's some chick which do have use, right? That this is not, then they would not be considered muktzah. That's what the Gemara had to say that it was dead. So the Gemara says a Tosad bar, Tosad different disagrees. Ain't near it. I don't agree with that. I don't think that's true. The Habahi, the Kovan and Salat, and therefore, and Masha also Taltel. Masha from that Gemara and Daf, he quotes it from here, but it's back on Daf Kufkov Ches, we said about the basket, you're not allowed to handle them. Those were talking about chicks also. We're talking about live chicks. We're not talking about dead chicks jumping on a basket, right? We're talking about live ones, and the Gemara seems to assume you can't handle them. They can only set up the basket for to hop on, but they can't touch it. So, what do you mean? According to this, I mean, Yosef, you should be allowed to, because the chick is useful to calm down the kids, the toy for the kids. Masha also talto. Okay? And then he has another kasha. Anyway, so the assumption of Tosa is that this sheet is wrong. Tosa does not make a distinction. Doesn't matter. Even if it does have some use, either it's a low plug, right, that we say once chickens or mukta or pets or animals, right, that includes pets and other things too, even though it has some use. We asked him before, it's stroking the dog, gives calms down. Well, they didn't have that, but they had the chicks calming down. So it's a machlokes rishonim. It's a tosus because when Yosef says that duck is not mutter because it has a use, but the whoever authored this tosus, the other Balei Tosus disagree and say it's not true. They say that that you have to assume that it is mutter. Okay.
But as opposed to who you follow.
Huh? Let's see. Okay. Good. Let's see. So.
Also, is it in a different case if you have, let's say, someone who only has their dog?
Yeah.
And if they don't, they don't pet their dog.
I don't know. Okay. But let's see. So far.
Be in the motion in the sense that can it be designated for a specific?
Well, let's see. I'm just make some suggestions. I'm trying to see what the classical sources say first. The Rush. In Perek Gimel, this is Perek, and I'm at Gemara. Perek Gimel of Sefer Shabbos here. The Rush is it's not really the Rush. It's the Rush is Siman Chof Aleph. So you have on the side of the page Hagos called the Hagos Ashri, which all of Krems is the name of the author. He wrote Hagos on the Rush called Hagos Ashri. Ashri is Usher. You know, Usher the Rush. It's Hagos on the Ashri, on the Usher. So he says the Rush quotes it. He says, "The Argos Ashri." I quote the name of somebody else. He says, "Afra Chai Omer Harav Rabbeinu Poras." Somebody else. I don't know who that is. The Mutter LeTaltelo, the Chazi LeShasek Bo Satino Kishi Yitzak. He quotes that sheet too. The name of somebody else. Name of a different Rishon. The Argos Ashri quotes that also. But he says again, "Ve'ein Nira L'Ri Din Kain." Because now What about rocks? Well, some rocks are very attractive. People have pet rocks, right? Or they have, not only pet rocks, but he says, Jim Kane, kol avonim ve'etzim yofim yehemu tolet. They have a nice-looking tree, a nice-looking branch or something like that. It looks attractive, and people like to look at it. Then you can tell it's not mukta, okay? And he said, there are many other kashas, therefore he holds that it's also. So again, you have another Rishon that goes, No, if he doesn't have it, it's different. But I'm just saying, he's saying, otherwise, automatically, you could argue this is a very attractive looking stone, it's a beautiful rock or something like that, you know, a nice, dents in it or whatever. So the same thing. But that's what I'm saying. I'm just showing you another Rishon that has the same, same quotes, quotes someone who says, no, it's different when the chick has a use, right, to, you know, to play, the kids to play with him. And he again disagrees. He's like Tosis. And finally, you have the same thing in the Mordechai.
But you can designate Mordechai,
that's a different. You designate for Shabbos different. Torah wasn't designated.
So if you designate rock for Shabbos, you designate chicken for Shabbos.
Presumably, yeah. Okay, but presumably that's what we're talking about here. Finally, in the Mordechai, in the back of the Rif, on page Ayin Gimel of an Alf, on the page of the Rif, it's the Mordechai Simon Shin Tes Zion. Ayin Gimel of the page of the Rif. Simon Shin Tes Zion. He says, quotes that Gemara, right? The Kofan of Asal. But he says, Mashma de Afrochen Muxenheim. The time of Mishum de Balechayim Muxenheim. Like we said, Kigrogus and Tzimuk, like dried out fruits of no use. And he says, but in the Shimshim period, Dafka, an older boy, you know, a different issue. Okay? Dimlo Kain Havu Chazi Lishase Tlenesatinok. He quotes another Rishon, another Rebbe Shimshon. We had Tosas quoted Ben Yosef, and now goes to quoted Rabbeinu Poraz. Mordechai quotes Ben Shimshon. They all have the same shita, namely that when it's usable for the kids, it uses a toy, so to speak, for the kids, the shas and the tinach, then it's okay. And the Mordechai too disagrees with that. He says Udvarim Einam Iker. Okay, I don't agree with that. So Tosas and the Hagar Sashri and the Mordechai all quoted a Rishon who held that taka, if it has some use, because it's toys for the kids or whatever, you're allowed to handle it on Shabbos, and Tosas, and the Hagosri, and the Mordechai all disagree. Bottom line, the Machlokas Rishonim, the question you were asking, it comes out to be some sort of a Machlokas Rishonim. So it's interesting, among somewhat later sources, okay, I'm a little out of order in terms of the sources, but there's a sefer called Pachad Yitzchak, not the Pachad Yitzchak or Futner, on the Yom Tovim, but there's an encyclopedia, early Achronim, of Yitzhak Lamportini, okay, wrote a sort of encyclopedia on like an encyclopedia Talmudis, but, you know, just on different entries on topics. So, anyway, he has, on the entry in Behema Chayv Ov, he says, Behema Chayv Ov also will tal to B'Shabbos, and he quotes that the Magid Mishnah that we mentioned before, and he quotes the Brice and Shabbos Kuf Kof Ches, we said before. But he says, "Vafal pichein mutal chavos la salitz ve'afrokim." You can turn the basket so the chicks can hop on and so on. Okay. But then he says, "Because of," and I don't know who this is. Okay, Moreno Harav Reb Gimel Ayin Lamed abbreviation. I don't know who it is. Okay, Osir Aleph Mikan Nira Iser Ba'osam Haklovim Haktanim Shehanoshim Mishtashos Behem. Apparently, it's true today. Sometimes they have these Hollywood stars. They have a little dog all the time. No, they carry a dog with them, a poodle or whatever. It's part of the uniform, part of their getup,
the image.
Part of the image. Always walking with a dog. No, they have this. I've seen this. That they have certain women or rich women or whatever, or actresses or whatever. They have a dog. It's almost like part of the clothing. You know, they walk always with a little dog. They're always holding a little dog, a poodle or one of these groomed types of dogs. So apparently it's not so new. Yitzhak Lamportina writes about that. He says women. He says klovim haktanim, little dogs, chihuahuas. I don't know, tiny dogs, little dogs. Shahanoshim mishtashim, the women play around with, right? However, he says, and here's the, so he says that would also seem to be mukta. He says they play with him, but it's part of it. Yeah, they play with him. But I'm saying maybe you're right. I was just giving it a more modern example, I guess. But you know, he's saying they play mishtashos for him. I don't know, mishtashos could go either way. But they use them exactly. They use these mishtashos for him. But he says, and because his point was, there's two things I want to bring out from him. Number one, the assumption in his the Shulchan Aruch made no chilek. And as we asked, we just pointed out before, as Machlokas Rishonim, Right, we said the Tosis and the Hagos Hashvin, the Mordechai, all quoted some other Rishonim, or each one quoted a different Rishon who held that it does make a difference if it's usable, it plays with the kids, play with it, whatever. That's enough to say it's not Muktzeh. And all three of them, Tosis, Hagos Hashvin, Mordechai, all personally disagreed. So it's not clear in the Shulchan Aruch that Pachad Yitzchak is in effect deriving from the fact that in the Shulchan Aruch doesn't make any chiluk. Shulchan Aruch just says, and I'll read it again, Siman Shin Ches, Sifra Lamed Tes, also Tal Tabehem Chayim Alf. Period. Didn't say, well, but it's different if the kids can play with it, right? So that's what the Pachad Yitzchak says here, that it appears to him that that would include these types of dogs. However, then he says, Imlo shenemar shekevon shem yuchodim lekach lishtasheya, okay? Ulishchamem emos hachorev delo havem muktzah. He says, unless we'll say that since that's the very purpose of these animals, okay, that's the whole, the people have these animals, and that would extend out of pets. People have, you know, he opens that door, right? He says, true, the mechaber doesn't make any chilek, but he suggests the possibility. Again, I'm reading his losh, and he says, in lo shenem, unless you want to say, shekevan shem yuchodim lekach, lishtasheya, ulitzchamim behem losachor. The winter, I guess, holding an animal keeps you warmer, right? I mean, we don't relate to that so much, but I guess that, you know, maybe you, at night it was cold, you snuggle up and there's a dog in the bed or whatever, it keeps helps keep you warm also from the body heat or whatever. Maybe it's not muktzah. Okay, so you have this authority who presents that maybe the mechaber is not talking about that. And I would say that if these women held these things, so if today people who are not women, whatever, people have pets, maybe that would be sad, so to speak, to say that it should not be muktzah. Okay, similarly, in the tshuvas of the, there's a collection of tshuvas called, we've mentioned in the past many times, Halachos Ketanos, which is earlier than the Pachad Yitzchak, if I'm not mistaken.
I've not put my dog since I've gone back from
okay, work. Okay. So we see it's a machok. It's a machok. It's a machok. It's a machok. Let's see. Okay. Mishal Shuvas Halachos Ketanos and Chelek Aleph Simon Mem Hei. He says, Shelo Imutu Taltu Hem Chai Bof Latinok L'Sachik Bo B'Shabbos. Can a kid play with the dog and the pets on Shabbos? Tshuva, Medibra Tosis, he's an interesting thing. He has a raya from Tosis and Bometzia. It's a long Tosis, Daf Mem Vav and Beis. He said, near the Karle Lashor Kli. The Gemara there apparently refers to an ox as some type of a Kli. A Kli is one of these words that has no real good definition. The translated as a vessel. But it's not true. Clothing is called Kalim. And many times, what's Kalim in Hilchos Tuma, what's Kalim in Hilchos Shabbos, are not Lavdavka the same thing. So there's no real good definition of a Kli, huh?
It's a function.
Yeah, something that has a function, really. That's all it is. Okay, so he says that an animal has a function. The chol she'osin bo ezer dover umyuchad lekach kli mikri. He says anything, like you just said, that's a dover, anything which has a use, and it's set aside for that use, that's called a kli. Okay, Memela says, oh, tell us, well, if these pets have use for the kids and it's called the Kli, then it's not Muktzeh on Shabbos. So you do have, again, authorities, both the earlier authorities and later authorities who have a Kula. Interesting, one other source in this regard is a tshuva from the Marach or Zeruah. That's the son of the famous Yitzchak or Zeruah of Vienna. He had a son called Chaim. And so his tshuva is called Marach or Zeruah. So at the end of Chaim or Zeruah. So he says, at the end of Siman Pei Aleph. So he's talking about the following. Even though usually Balachayim are Muktzim, then who? Mikol Makom, he says, Nirali Lahatir, Letaltel Ofos Hametzavtsefim Bekol Noeh. Okay? The birds who sing, songbirds, you know, who tweet and sing, and people enjoy hearing the birds tweeting, the old type of tweeting, right? You know, when the birds do the tweeting, not people, right? So he says, the leka, right? So he says, Kevan Shibnei Adam Nenem Mikolam Lav Muktzim Ninu. People who like this type of song that the birds sing, nightingales or whatever, I don't know what type of birds. Right? Nightingale in Russian is Solovetrix. That's what the name comes from. Anyway, so it's people who like the birds singing, they make these singing. So he says that that's a use. And therefore, it's mutter, and he suggests that it's therefore mutter. Well, that's again, that lines up with those shitas who say that it's different when it has some sort of use. However, in the next tshuva, Pei Beis, it continues on the topic, he quotes from the Rush. I don't know where the Rush, you know, I don't know if it's, I didn't see this print in the tshuva HaRush, I didn't do a thorough search in the index, but Marach HaZeru has a tshuva from the Rush. Ofos lo milani li bilahatir. He says, I don't think I'm not ready to be matir. The any lilmod heter shumas balechayim and heter kalim. Can't compare them. The af klish will not least with tzor gubal tzor makom muta but tzor shemichotz afil tzor man tzor gadol. Also talmishum ain't horse kli aleihem. It's not called a kli. Hachanami the balechayim. Balechayim also its bottom line is not called a kli. That riot that he wanted to bring lachatanas from Bamati doesn't deal with the yesh lesser yoser balechayim. The aim is tamshim balechayim. The low plug rabbanim balechayim. Signed Osher and Michiel. That's the rush. So you know Machok is the rush, the Marachor is the rule. So Taka, how do we pass them? So I don't want to say, but you know, it just seems I have to be careful how I want to say it. No, I don't mind. It's not me saying this, but they're all great Talmid Chachamim. But you know, there is a hierarchy. So if you put together the Tosas and also Shri and the Mordechai and the Rush, I think are more prominent authorities in terms of Psak. And Ravad Yosef actually writes, has a tshuva. He's dealing with this Marach or Zeruah. He's dealing with a different question, really. He's talking about handling something else, but he mentions it's Chelek Heil Orachaim, or Chelek Heil, Chelek Orachaim, Simchav Vav. But, and I didn't bring the tshuva, but he says basically the Rosh beats the Marach or Zeruah. I mean, you have to figure it out. The Rosh outweighs Marach or Zeruah. The Rosh is the major Marach.
Right,
that's right. He says with great respect to the Marach or Zeruah. The Rosh is more of a more prominent Marach.
Yeah.
Right, the Rosh was the Gedolei Harah and the Gedolei Harah. So I'm adding now, if you throw in Tosus and the Mordechai and the Gosha Shri, and the other people we're less familiar with them, they're greater than we are, but you know, in terms of Psak, so the Psak would seem to lean Lechumra. Okay, again, the Shulchan Aruch, we have to remember, did not make any distinction. The Shulchan Aruch Harav, the Balatanya, first the Babish Rebbe, the Shulchan Aruch Rosh Zaman, in that same Simon, Shin Ches and Ayin Ches, he writes, Asur Latalto Behemo Chai Op Nishainu Roim Bishabis Kim Chaim, Vafilu Op Shor Latachik Botina Keshabocha, Asur Latalto. So he punches it straight out. He says, again, he doesn't quote all the people, but he says, okay, he says, even if the Shulchan Aruch didn't say it, Shulchan Aruch left it blank. Shulchan Aruch, again, the Mechaber just wrote, Asur Latalto Behemo Chai Op, period. And he left it kind of hanging. But the Shulchan Aruch doesn't leave doesn't leave it hanging. He just says straight out, read again. Also, talk about him, Chaim Op, the Neishen and Moim, the Shabbos, Kishem Chaim, Afilu Op, Shorel, Tach, Matina. I mean, he says it. So, according to the Shulchan Aruch Harav, there's not much to talk about. However, it's interesting, because instinctively, I could still see, that maybe pets you could argue are different. As we were talking, we started with the subject of people had animals out in the field. Okay, so you have
chickens,
cows or chickens. They're not really pets. They're there for, you have the cows because you milk them or you breed them for slaughter, whatever, chicken. It's not household pets, right? And the Pasuk in the Parsha was talking about people had animals out in the field. Livestock would be the more correct. So I could hear a chilek with a livestock, a pet dog or a pet cat, right? Well, walking the dog, you're allowed to do it when it gets there, to leave or leave its sire. Okay, we'll come to it. We'll come to it in a second. So I just want to read in the Sefer Shmir Shabbos Kochosim. It recently came out with a new, fatter edition, so I don't know if everything is the same. I have the older editions, but anyway. Huh?
New
Malachas. Yeah, well, I don't know. New Haaretz, I don't know. Yeah, the latest, right? Latest and greatest. But anyway, the Sefer Shmir Shabbos Kochosim, Perek Yud Ches. In footnote Samach Beis, he quotes the following from Rishon Zalman. He was a Talmud of Rishon Zalman. Always quotes him. In the Sefer here, it says Hagon of Rishon Zalman Shlita, because Rishon Zalman was still alive at the time. It says Acherly Hagon of Rishon Zalman Arbach Shlita. The after for that's why I put it in the dictionary. The after fro Chai Choshev Mukta, Afal Gav the Chazi L'Shasek Botino, Kemosha Kosa Atosis and so on. Mikol Mokom, he says, Bikahai Gavne. So Omeid Umiyuchad Lashimush Kazesh at Swichon Taltal Mustabi the Lochash of Mukta. He quotes at least the possibility that Shlomo Zalman said, I think that's what he means. Now, even though he acknowledges the Shulchan Harav and everything in the simple Pshat and the Chaber, the Taka, there's no difference, like we said, animals are mukta, and even if it can be used, the kids can play with it or whatever, it's mukta. But when the whole purpose of the animal that you have is as a pet, right, you have a dog, a cat, or something, the whole purpose you have for that, so he says, again, his lashon is mikol makom mikahai gavnas shu omed umiyuchad l'shimush kazeh shetzvicham l'taltal. That's the whole thing you have it. You play with the dog, you pet it like you said before. You, I don't know, wrestle with it, whatever you do. Nistaber de lo chashiv mukta. Maybe it's not called mukta. Okay, and he quotes some of the Zohar. That's why I saw some of the source of Marcha Zerua and so on. So anyway, you know, so he says there's a possibility. Yeah, he says there's a possibility. Okay. Now, what's interesting is, that's in Perek Yud Ches. Later on, let me just see something. What did I say that was? Yeah, that was Shmir Shalom's Kochos, was Perek Yud Ches, Sif Samach Beis, yeah. Or in the footnote, Samach Beis. Yes, he talks about the particular case there. He's not quite talking about a pet, in full disclosure. If you look further up, he's talking about Suma Shanoik Shekala Molichoso, senile dog. Okay, so that's the question. You allowed that's the what? Right. So that sounds like that's not really again full disclosure in this if cotton. Right. So that's the point. So I want to be honest about it. In this os, Jean Zalman is really talking about the Rav Neubert, the author of Shmuel Shalom's Chos, is talking about, you know, again, as Lashem was Gam Yeshlishol Shels Chochem Bin Yasuma, Shanoach Shekel Molecho, so Yisrael Amen Hochem B'Shabbos. So that's what he talks about, because even though the Kalab is Muksa, but here it might, you know, Jean Zalman said it might be different, because that's its whole function. So that's still not the same as a pet, a seeing eye dog. However, in a later Sif, okay, in Parak Chav Zion, in Ost Sarivov, he again quotes of Shlomo Zalman, Agar of Shlomo Zalman, Arachshita Docha Raizu, okay, the Meshuch, he says that Shulchan Aruch Harav is not talking about a, oh, he said birds, even if the kids play with it, but Shlomo Zalman says, yeah, but Lomairi Klal Be'ov Kazeh Shemiyuchad Be'omed Latina Kutzachik Bo. There's a difference, that's what you have it for. But sometimes you may have a bird or an animal, okay, it'll help the kid, it'll quiet him down. That's not why you have it, that's not its function. And he again draws a distinction. Here he's not talking about a seeing-eye dog. So he at least entertains it as a possibility, although at the end he's not ready to be makeover. Like you said before, Sniffle Hako maybe, but he doesn't punch out a heter. Now, Rav Moshe Feinstein discussed this, at least I know, in two different places, in Tshuva Zikus Moshe in Orachaim Chelek Dalad, at the end of Siman Tes Zayin. He's talking about the following. You have a kli with dogim, like a place of an aquarium, you know, a fish tank. Okay, you want to move that on Shabbos. Shenasu l'noi ulekashe tabayis. You have it there because decorates the house. People like to have an aquarium or some type of a fish tank that makes the house look nicer, and so on. It's nearer she'osu, the balachayim muktzinhein. He says, even in this case where you have the fish, they have, you know, these beautiful fish with different colors and stripes and whatever else, and it's color of the house. It doesn't matter. He doesn't think there's any difference. And he says, you quote a Tosis, Sermaski de lo carbon Rabbi Yosef. Not like that Rabbi Yosef that Tosis quoted at the beginning. Not like that, but the whole kli becomes also a bosses. So that's what Moshe writes over there. And in another tshuva, in the Chelek, Orachaim Chelek Hei, but here's a peculiar thing. Orachaim Chelek Hei, it's Simon Chof Beis, Os Chof Aleph. She'elo. Tziporim Ketanim Shemitzasim, the Ketanim Misachim, I have little fish the kids like to play with. Is it Mukta or not? Okay? And after all, it'd be the Yosef Uzmater and Atosus, the Chazi Lasak Latino, Tshuva. Kol Bale Chaim Habale Mukta, Afilu Be'osin Shatinokos Misachim Bahen. Rav Moshe also makes no chiluk. Even if you can play with it, it's usher. Then in the little print, and this was funny, because some of the later, you know, the volumes of Rav Moshe, so different people edited it and wrote it. I mean, it's interesting. The earlier tshuvas of Rav Moshe, you'll see a word like refrigerator, so it'll spell it out in Yiddish. Reish, Yud, refrigerator, Yiddish. In the later editions, it's mekarer, you know, which is the Hebrew word, because the grandchild, other people edited and put it in more modern, you know. But the, so in some editions of
try, right?
Huh?
Like sometimes you just write
the right, that's what I'm saying. Right, exactly. But what's interesting here is, and I don't have an explanation, or I don't know what it means. But in the what they try to do is to put it in smaller, when it wasn't Rabosha, so sometimes it's in smaller print. It means that, you know, Mordechai Tendler edited a lot of one of Moshe's grandchildren, others edited it, and to be honest, in some of the yeshivas, they don't like some of the stuff that he put in himself. It wasn't from Moshe. He tried to explain it. Anyway, here it says, I'm reading again, in the big print, they stuck in the explanations. You know, sometimes the Moshe wrote briefly, and he would, whoever put it out, expanded on it. And they put it in a smaller print. And some of them don't like that. That's what Rav Moshe said. You know, you're explaining as you think. So here's one of the cases. I don't know, I didn't see anybody discuss this, but I'm just showing you. The question was, I mean, you know, can these things look? And the answer in the larger print, in the regular size font, is called Balechayim Havalimuk Tafilabos and Tarekos Mesachimahem. And then in the small print, it says, Ella in Cain Miuchadim Lashashuim. Unless they're set aside for people to play with, and in parentheses in Yiddish Hebrew, pei ayin tes samach, pets. So whoever put that out thought that Rav Moshe was Mekel. And I don't know if I'm going to say he wasn't, I don't know. But he didn't, first of all, in the earlier tshuva, he didn't seem to say that, but they're, you know, both tshuvas are very brief, they're three-line tshuvas, you know.
What's the shayla?
No, so I'm saying, because, no, the Shaila just says, are these things mukts or not? He's talking about tziporim, he's talking about birds. Tziporim ketanim, he's talking about birds. Are they mukts or not? So he answers, yeah, they're mukts, because all balechayim are mukts, even if the kids play with them. Whoever edited it said, unless it's a pet.
Sounds like such a small genre,
Moshe
would have done it.
I'm not saying whether Moshe said that, whether whoever wrote it heard what Moshe say and he put it in, even though he didn't write it. I'm just showing it's interesting. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the Shitas keep coming down to more and more modern times. The same question. And now I'm not sure what Moshe really meant. But what's written in the regular Tshuva is what seemed to say, like the Mechabi says, that's it, it's also there. We'll all plug, and we don't make any distinction, that's it, all these things are mooks and finished. Like you said, you don't pet the dog, that's it. On the other hand, there's room to say maybe it's different if we're talking about pets. I don't know. But I just wanted to share that with you. There is one other thing, though, and this was to wrap up, so to speak, or move to wrap up. And that is, what if you're doing it not, what if the animal's in some sort of danger? And that's, again, how we started with our sedger, right? The hail's coming down, or they're predicting a hailstorm, a lightning storm, whatever. So getting back to that daf and Shabbos that we started on, Kuf Chof Ches in the days. The Mishnah said, the part of the Mishnah we didn't read before, it says, Tarnagolas Shaborcha, a chicken that ran away, not ran away, that it escaped, you know, Borcha Rashi just means, Minabayas, it went outside, you know, outside the coop or whatever, it get attacked, it got eaten up or whatever, one of the bigger animals, fox will eat it or whatever, right? In other words, it ran out, so the Mishnah's Lashon there is, Tarnagolas Shaborcha, Dochenoso Ad Shetikanes. Rashi says, Dochen Biodayim, you can push it with your hand. You are allowed to touch it. Okay? You are allowed to touch it. And it also said, what?
What's that?
No, that's a definition. I don't know that now. Midadin agolim v'sayochin. You can also, midadin, you know, grab hold agolim or calves and sayochin are baby donkeys. Right? So it says, ochei v'ashez midadin agolim, ochei v'tzavor. You can take it by the back of its neck, uv'tzadin or on its side, v'goroi, and schlep it, drag it. Shake its feet, shake a leg, right? Get it inside. You can move. So the implication here is, in all these cases, you are permitted, in fact, to handle the animal, because here we're talking about a case where the animal is in danger, or is in danger if you leave it alone. That's what it says, okay? And that's how the, I don't have it in front of me, but the Pharisee Stroll on the Mishnah explains that there it's because the animal's in a possible situation of tsar, you know, tsar balei chayim. In fact, the Gemara asked on the case about tipping the basket over so the chicks could hop up. So it says, a different problem. The Gemara asks, back to that Gemara, again, Kuf Chof Ches Meis, v'hokamavato kli meichano. The basket is used for something else. Aren't you now changing its use? A different issue on Shabbos called mevato kli meichano, right? You're changing the usage of a kli. Now it's a stepping stone. You know, it's the step for the chicks to hop up before it was a basket.
Right?
Yeah, in a sense. It's called the Vata Kli Meichono.
It's
So the mevatel kli mehechano. You mevatel a kli from its normal usage. You change its usage. Okay, that's an important. No, well, that's a question. So one second. So, that's right. But right, it's not a normal. But here you're not using it. You're turning it upside down. It's different. Okay. So he says you're hitting something else. Right. So it says. So sovar mevatel. Listen to this though. The Gemara says sovar mevatel kli mechana drabanan. Some say it's only an issur drabanan altogether. And sar balechayim is doraisa. The osi doraisa doch drabanan. The doraisa. Now not everybody holds sar balechayim doraisa. Once
we mentioned that a few years ago.
Oh, so let's see. So Rashi just says sar balechayim doraisa. Shnemar azov tazov imo. That's the din of prikotina. You have to unload if the animal collapses. You know, on its weight, you have to help the guy unload his stuff and so on. The mishpatim or in the dvarim, I forgot. The ikam adarsh tam the kor mishum tzar balechayim ve'elu mitzizah. Come on, but mitzizah on me. He says one of the reasons you have to help unload the animal, tzar balechayim is doraisa. But I'm just saying that's thrown into the mix. Okay, so now the Shulchan Aruch in that same simon that we were looking at before, Shin Ches Sif Mem, writes kol behema chay ve'elu nedano sar b'chotzer. The Hainu Shochet Tzavav Mitzadav Malichim Im Tzrichim HaBalechayim L'chach. If the animal needs it, that's what comes about walking the animal if it needs to relieve itself. Otherwise, it's Mitzar. You're walking a dog on Shabbos, right?
So,
Ubilvad, but one second. Ubilvad, as long as you got to be careful. Shalo Yagbiyem, Binyan Shiyakur Aglem, Yakur Aglem in Art, the Muktim Hain, but also the Talfalot, still Muktim. You can do what you need to do, and you know.
How do you get the leash?
Okay, well, the leash is you're not touching it.
But you
okay?
Got to like touch it to put the leash on.
Okay, I don't know. Okay, be careful. So the Mishnah Brewer writes, "Cotton Kufnun Aleph." Okay.
How do you put the leash?
Let's just read the Mishnah Brewer. Mishnah Brewer says, "Cotton Kufnun Aleph." I don't either. Okay, I don't.
I'm not gonna have a dog.
Anyway, so but it's only mutter if the animal needs it, and the Mishnah Brewer explains in Cotton Kufnun Aleph, "Umishum Tzar Balechayim." Dimlokein also laskein the chol migel achazel tiltul k'shem shem etaltem kulo kachem etaltem mitzosel. All these are examples of you touching like part of the mukta. You're moving it a little bit. You give it a nudge, a push, like we saw in the Mishnah, right? You shmeg a little bit, yeah. So you give it a little push. So that's called metaltel mitzosel. Okay. Nonetheless, that would ordinarily be usur, except for the factor of tzar balechayim. Okay. Now. From here, and I just want to finish up with this, what about other things, that's of getting it indoors? What about other things if the animal is sick or something like that? You know, now, let's assume it's not dying, but the animal's sick. Well, if a person is sick, you're not supposed to, we're not talking about if there's no danger to life, it's not even a suffix icon, it's not even, you know, it's a person has a headache, so you don't want to take medicine on Shabbos, you know, unless you can't function normally. Right, the different levels on Shabbos. If you're in a life and death, chol she'ein bo sakana, so do whatever you have to do. Chol she'ein bo sakana, right, if you're sick, chol she'ein bo sakana means one of two things. Either you're bedridden, or your whole body is in pain. You know, chol kol gufo, or mutal mishka, right? That's called chol she'ein bo sakana. You're not going to die, just chol she'ein bo sakana. So also, then you're allowed to take medication. You can't function normally. But if you just have a headache, or do a stomach ache, or bang your foot, or whatever it hurts, so then you have to live without it. Right? Yeah, that's called chol she'ein bo sakana. That's called Nechush, okay, you know, don't feel well. So the Gemara earlier on Shabbos, this will finish up. The Gemara earlier on Shabbos on Daf Nun Gimel on the days talks about an animal that ate too much food. Okay, an animal that behema. I'm sorry, Nun Gimel on the days. Behema that ate karshinin, right? Ate something or other that disagreed with it. Now you want to. You know, sort of help it feel better. So it says, a whole bunch of different things in the Gemara. You want to cool the animal off and so on in the heat. But I can't find the exact case. Just a second. The Tanya, I don't see it here. I'm somewhere on this page. The Tanya Behema. All right, I'll just say it outside. But the point is that the Gemara does discuss. Take my word for it. I can't find the. I hear it. No, that Sochem of Chaprachon Adam. Gemara escapes me for the moment. I'm sorry. Oh, here it is. I'm sorry. The Tanya, Behema Shachol Kashin, Lo Yari Tzena Bechotz Bepishal Tisape. Rabbi Oshia Matir. And Darsh Abrava, Halacha Rabbi Oshia. Right, the animal had to ate too much of something. And Rashi explains, Shocha Kashinin, Harve, Vaide, Chila Maruba, Ochsa, Choli, Shakori, some French word, Utricho, Stalso, you gotta get it to relieve itself, you got to, you know, empty its stomach out, Lahotzi, Rei, Maritzi, so you made it run around to relieve itself. After relieve itself, and a Kadesh Disrafe, so it'll soften up, and then it'll relieve itself. So Loyari Tenet, Gzer, Bechol, Refuah, Atashikhtas, someone. So we have a rule that on Shabbos, we said, not allowed to take medicine. And why not allowed to take medicine on Shabbos?
Like
that's called, you might grind it, right? Shkikas, okay. I mean, that's the way, right? That's the old way. That's not the old way. They do it too. The only thing is, by the time we buy the medicine, it's done already. It's done in the pharmacy. But the old days, they took certain things, they pounded it up and so on. That's how you made it, huh?
Medicine,
huh?
Medicine falls under that
category. Yeah, medicine falls. Right. We assume, right. Because there, and even though it's true that today that's not how most of us make medicine, it's done already. You go to that's what you would call a druggist, an apothecary. He takes care of the grinding it up for you. But that's how you make medicine. So in any event, what's interesting is, and that's how we pass in the Rambam too, right, that you're going to find when it comes to people, we have this gzeris. So what about with the animals? So the Rambam writes in Parakof Aleph, Nuchel Shabbos Halacha Lamed, so he mentions Behemah Shochel Kashin Harbe Maritzin Asabachoti Pasnik of Osher. You are allowed to do this, okay? You are allowed to help the animal, relieve itself and so on. Okay, it goes back to walking the dog. He paskins like Rav Oshia, and in the Shulchan Aruch as well, in Arachayim Simin Shin Lamed Beis, we're going to come to an interesting conclusion here, that we're stricter with people taking medicine than animals taking medicine. Right, that's what comes out. Okay, in the Shulchan Aruch, Simin Shin Lamed Beis, let's see, in Simin Shin Lamed Beis, Siv Gimel, Im Ocho Kashin Harv and Tzaris, Yochol Eretz V'chotz, Kedesh Shittis Yagav, Tzis Rampe, you're allowed to do whatever it is to help the animal. And the Mishabur writes, Siv Kotten Hay, Diafo Gav, Dizel Refuah, Uber Refuah, Adam, Gozu, Mishum Shikha Samonim, a person is not allowed to take pills. Any type of refuah is not allowed. Again, we're not talking about someone who's in danger. We're talking about a mechaz. The guy's uncomfortable. Right? He's not going to die, and he's not even he's able to function. Again, let's remember, Chol sheyesh bo sakana, do what you have to do. Chol sheyesh bo sakana, you can't do anything, but you can do things, certainly drabbanans and so on. And remember, this whole din of medicine is only drabbanan. It's gzeira shema yishachik sim samonim, right? The whole thing is only a drabbanan. So the drabbanan we allow for chol sheyesh bo sakana. Chol sheyesh bo sakana we allow even the deraisa. The Chol Hashem B'Sakana, we allow the Rabbanon to be done, but when it's only Mechosh Balma, you have a feel, you're going to go to shul, you're going to have your meal, you have a headache, your stomach's upset, you're not going to, they're not laying you up in bed. So the Shabur points out, in Cotton Hay and some Shin Lamed Bay, an interesting thing. He says, Afa Gav Dezer Rufu, Rufu La Adam Goz Meshim Shikha Samonim, but Rufu Es Behemto, Ein Adam Bo Kolkat, Shiva La Shok Samonim. When your person is not feeling well, so you're so aggravated, you're not feeling well, you'll go ahead, you'll forget that at Shabbos, you'll start grinding up medicine. But your animal, you don't care as much if the animal doesn't, you're not going to forget that it's Shabbos because you're so fun. Oh, my poor animal is so fatoma, I forgot that it's Shabbos. When it's yourself, says the Mishnah, you might lose yourself. Exactly, you're not going to lose yourself with your animal. Who are din, by the way, im haya krova lemisa machmazeh, does bevadai bohol. And the animal, what if the animal is now talking close to dying, in which case then you are bohol, okay, because you don't want to lose the animal, it's expensive and whatever else, it's sentimental. Afilu hachi mutter, and even that's mutter, the lo sharis le asuli de shrika samon mashar malach de raisa. We're afraid now, you're so worried about losing the animal, so you might violate a din, do raisa. So I'm just saying, it's interesting,
wait,
it comes
do
out.
Do violate a din do raisa tochim?
Yeah.
So therefore what?
I'm saying, so therefore we let you violate the lesser, is the Rabbanan. Again, so this comes out, I don't know that I'm pointing out, but this will finish, and you're afraid to do the rice, I'm talking. I'm just saying, it comes out a little strange that we're stricter, with a human being, than we're taking care of the animal. Bottom line, again, the Rambam writes in Parakof Hay, of the Shabbos, Halacha Chavav, what taka happens if an animal is in distress on Shabbos? He writes, Behemah Shenofel Labor, Olam HaSamayim, that goes back to that mission, right? It fell in the water. So if you can keep it, best thing is to leave it alone. I'm saying now, bottom line, wrap up, 2-minute wrap up, okay? If the animal is in pain, it fell into the water, whatever, and if you can preserve it and keep it and not do anything on Shabbos, it'll be okay. You do the minute you can do, leave it till after Shabbos, that's the best thing, right? In Yochel, Lisa and Lo Parnas, you can give it its food there, it's just stuck there, but it's a little bit uncomfortable, then you leave it. Mefarnes on Motzoi Shabbos. Wait till Motzoi Shabbos. In love, if you can, so then maybe Karmu Ksos, Manich Tachtev, also. V'yafol Bishmatul Kamechona, that's allowed. Okay, because it's Tzar Balechayim. V'osu l'alosu b'yodom. You still can't bring it up in the hand. V'chein in Oken, Behem Chayim, Opechotze. You can't pick up the animals and get it into the yard and so on. You push it, you schlep it. But Tarnagolus, Shabarcha, Ein Modelam Neshi Nishmet, and you have an insu. Okay, Tarnagolus is different. That's what comes out from that Sugya in the Gemara. Lastly, literally lastly, in the Shulchan Aruch, we'll just read it inside and we'll finish up. It's in Shin Hei. It's in Shin Hei, in Sif Yud Tes. It's in Shin Hei Sif Yud Tes. The Mechaber writes, Behemosh Nafal Amas Hamayim, he tells the whole thing, just like, you know, it's like Rambam, with Tzar Balechayim. So there, the Mishnah Berurah writes as follows. He says, if the water is deep, so then you got to get it out. It's going to drown. But the ain amuk yochel v'arim mekomos shalot tomos ain matir lo laniach karmus sos levata klimechono. You can't violate even a drabbanon of levata klimechono. When did the Gemara say levata klimechono? The animal might drown. But if you can possibly sustain the animal to say it's not going to drown, then you can't do it. And since if cotton samach tes, not only karmus sosos but other things also you're allowed to do, fine. And it's if cotton ayin, he says, I will also be a dime, the chol balechayim and muktzim, the afagav, the ikatzar balechayim, osir. However, if it's muktzah, it's muktzah, and you can't handle it even to save its life. You can do other things, but you can't, you know, you can do other things, but, you know,
what
let, let it run around.
The drabbana versus tzar balechayim,
which is right, he says, so he says, ain lon ladamos gzeres hachamim, gzelazeh. You can't, Mishavura, that's the notion. Ain lon ladamos gzeres shava, gzeres hachamim, gzelazeh. Okay? Now, he does say, I am Be'el Yerabba, Shevi Diyesh Poksin Shemekilim. The Aflalos V'yadayin. If you can bring it up, if it's possible, you're going to die. So it's actually a machlokes what to do if it's, it's kind of what we call a life and death. Oh, very good. So that's what some posts can say. The best thing would be, if you got a guy to do it, then you can make on Amir al-Nochi. And that's a Shulchan Aruch Harav, last source of tonight, in Simon Shin Hei. And Sif Chavar, with this we finished. Mamish? Okay. Otsar is another discussion. Yeah, you got to be careful not to violate that. In Sif Chavar of Simon Shin Hei, the Hema Shinofa summarizes the whole thing as we said. He says, Lo gozu chacham mokum tsar balechayim, to tsar balechayim in the Torah, but also laws biyodo, okay, because they didn't allow mukta, even though, sometimes the chacham have the capacity. He does say mutalomo nochil alosa. He allows a guy. And he also says, some say, if it's both tsar balechayim and b'makom hefsid meruba, so then you can also do, you have two sniffim alkil, tsar balechayim and it's hefsid meruba. Anyway, bottom line is, you care for the animals. I'm not going to tell you what to do with your pets. I think that most of the more prominent, the posts can say that
it's
better not to. You can take, again, what you have to do to relieve the animal of tsar, you try not to touch it or move it. I mean, I don't know, but getting a leash on you, if you have to touch it, I don't know, try and put it on.
I'm not walking the dog anymore.
So trying to, to walk the dog is a lot.
No, I just say.
Right, can you do without a leash? Can you do without a leash or run away? I don't know.
Have to put it on should I do it because I know there's a lot of horses?
It's easy to explain to somebody. Anyway, that's an overview of care for animals on Shabbos. Okay, wish everybody a good Shabbos.
Good, wow, beautiful.